second year?
You know, I'm trying to. You know, I think, you know, last year was obviously didn't go the way I wanted it to. So I knew I had to do whatever I could, you know, for myself and for this team to get better. You know, I think, you know, there's more confidence there because I've been around these guys. I'm not coming to a new locker room. There's different scenarios. But, you know, I feel like I'm taking steps. But I still need to continue to work on it day in and day out and keep continuing to get better, keep continuing to, you know, prove that I'm, you know, a good leader on this team and a leader for this offense. But, you know, making steps in the right direction.
One of the things that Chuck mentioned he wants to see is when bullets start flying, can you make your game faster mentally along with physically? Can you do that? Are you confident that can happen? Or are you curious as to how you react to his offense when things are going?
No, I think, you know, that's the nice thing about this system is that they try to get the ball out of your hands as quick as possible. And so, you know, that's what I did at Oklahoma State. The ball, I didn't get hit as much because the ball was coming out. Yeah, I mean, you know, bullets do fly. This game is fast. You got to think fast, play fast, react, and when it's all said and done, try to make a play. So, I mean, we're all hoping we can do it, you know, for 80-some-odd plays on every Sunday.
Judge mentioned a couple times he wants to see how you react when something goes wrong. You know, it's his first time around you. How did you think you dealt with adversity last year?
You know, I think at this position, to me, it's the hardest position in sports. I mean, there's so much stuff that goes on. You know, it's tough to stand back there and with bullets flying and play. I mean, it's not easy. But I think to be a good quarterback in this league, the good ones have a short memory. You know, you have to forget what happened. You know, if something bad happens, you got to move on the next play. And it's not really saying something, or it's really how your body presence, how you're acting, how you, you know, you walk into the huddle the next play when something does go wrong, and those guys will have confidence in you. And I think I've always, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, whatever it is, golf. I mean, you have to have a short memory, and that's one thing I will credit myself. I don't let stuff linger. I try to just put it aside, move on the next play, and you know, sometimes it's easier said than done. But you're never going to play a perfect football game ever. You know, there's perfect games in baseball, but there's really not a perfect game in football. Stuff's going to go wrong. You just got to kind of fight the storm and move on.
Brandon, how disappointed are you that Josh Gordon will be absent for the first two games of the season, and just, you know, what does he mean to you and to this offense?
I mean, obviously I'm disappointed. But the nice thing about this team is we have guys who are going to step in and make plays. I've got a lot of confidence in all the receivers that are going to be in, you know, be there week one. And, you know, good teams find a way to, you know, when they have stuff like that goes on, guys step in and make plays. And I'm confident in the guys that we have to get that done. And when Josh comes back week three, you know, we'll welcome him back. And he'll continue to make us a better football team.
Hey, Brandon, when we talk about the quarterback being a leader, I mean, did you feel the need to kind of have a talk with him and just say, hey, we really need you. We need you, you know, at your best physically, mentally.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to Josh. He knows that. You know, he's a mature guy. He knows he made a mistake. But, you know, I'm not going to beat a dead horse. You know, I mean, there's no reason for me to harp on it. I just told him, you know, this team needs him, and that was, I pretty much left it at that. And he knows that. Like I said, he'll be excited come week three. He's going to be, you know, I'm putting words in his mouth, but he, you know, he'll learn from this mistake.
Chud mentioned specifically regarding your mechanics, your footwork has improved. What did you do to do that? And he was saying that the ball is now coming out quicker. What did you do to improve that next season?
A lot of stuff. I mean, work on just speeding it up mentally. I think you have to mentally get away from the center, mentally speed your feet up. You know, last year I was getting too deep, and so you have to work on shortening it, staying within, you know, eight, 9 yards and stuff like that. You just gotta, you know, whether it's jump rope or foot ladder or just taking drops, getting the shotgun, take drops under centers, taking drops. You just gotta be conscious about it. And Norv, like I told you guys, Norv's real big on speeding those things up so you can get the ball out on time. So that's all I focus on for the last six or seven weeks. And, you know, when I was away and I really spent a lot of time on it.
What was it like working with Greg Little? Was there anyone else besides Greg that you worked with in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I worked with a big group of guys. Obviously, Coop was out there. But it was good. You know, it was good that Greg came down. We got three really hard days of work. And I threw until I couldn't throw anymore, and he ran until he couldn't run anymore. So we got a lot of work in. And, you know, I had other guys from other teams and guys that are free agents and guys that are still in the league that I threw with on a normal basis. But it was good to have Greg come in.
Was Blackman there?
Blackman wasn't. He had a hernia surgery, so he was on the shelf.
Do you know yet what percentage you'll be in the shotgun when the final product is out there?
No, I have no idea. No. I have no idea.
Will it be more than last year?
I think so.
Brian, do you feel like a totally different player from a year ago at this time?
This point right now, yeah, I feel different. I mean, I feel like a completely different player. I think, I think it's knowing what to expect. I mean, this coming into will be Wednesday. I mean, I had no idea what to expect. I mean, I didn't know anybody in the locker room. I didn't know the routine. There's so many unknowns. But now, you know, I've been in it for a year. I kind of know how the weekly routine goes. I've got myself into a routine. But, you know, again, I'm going to play with confidence. I'm going to go out there, and I'm not going to be timid. I'm going to go out there and play hard and leave it on the line and take the chances I did and I always have is throw the ball or throw the ball in tight windows and you know, trust my arm and make plays. I mean, that's the quarterback I am. If I get timid, it's hard to play this position when you start, aiming throws or second guessing throws. You got to play aggressive, be aggressive at all times.
Is it different that you have to impress a front office and coaching staff that did not draft you?
I don't think about it that way. I think the draft happens. There's a lot of things that go on in draft. Obviously, they did their scouting report on me when I was going through the draft. But it's a different element that it's not every team. Like I said last year, it's not every year that a team is sold. So there's a lot of new faces. But my main focus is becoming a better player, becoming a better player for this team, becoming a leader on this team. And if I can prove to the guys, the 53 guys we have there on Sunday, that I'm all in and this is my team, this is my offense, I'm satisfied.
Two more questions. Do you sense, Brandon, you had a lot of young guys in important positions last year, a lot of guys touching the ball, very, very new to the game. Do you sense that whole group is ready to take a bigger step in the second year?
Yeah, I can sense it. I think guys are hungry. And offensively, defensively combined, I think the way that things went last year, we weren't very excited with. I mean, we all knew we left a lot of things on the table, and didn't close the games we should have. So I think, with that being said, I think guys know what to expect. You know, they're young guys, whether it's Travis or Josh, myself, Trent, Mitch. I mean, there's a lot of young guys on that team that were right there. First time flying bullets was against Philly. So, I expect everybody to come and be excited for what we have in store. I think we've got a good football team. I'm excited about the pieces we have in place, and we've just got to go get it done now.
How's Trent look